And time now to catch up with the Managing Director and Founder of a wonderful organisation called People Check. Now, Summer McCosker is a qualified criminologist and has undertaken employment background checks in both Australia and around the world. It is the only background checking service for employees in the Hunter, and the business will be moving to Boolooroo in January 2017, and they are also celebrating their 10th anniversary. And we thought we'd have a chat with Summer and have a bit of a talk to her about this fantastic initiative, and she's online right now. Hello, Summer.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
I tell you what, this sounds very interesting. I just want to know, firstly, how did you get into this sort of work?
Oh, it's one of those things that I kind of fell in. I did a social science degree at university, and I really fell into it. I had the opportunity to come up to do background checking and work with a fraud investigation small company back in the day. And I took that opportunity and eventually specialised in background checking and then went on to do my master's in criminology and loved it ever since. I was really lucky to really fall into an industry that I absolutely am very passionate about, and here I am almost 19 years later.
Yeah, incredible. And it sounds like you really enjoy what you do as well.
I do.
How does the process work when someone wants to conduct a check? How does that go?
Well, generally we undertake the background checks on behalf of corporates, usually businesses that are looking to employ an individual. They usually go through their recruitment phase, and at the end when they're looking to put that person on board, that's when we get involved. So they'll send through a request to us, and then we obtain consent from that individual to do the background checks that our client requires.
Okay, now, and what type of things have you come across when you've been researching people? What are some of the interesting things that you've come across?
Yeah, look, it's a bit how long's a piece of string, and it depends on the checks that our client's doing, but definitely it can be as small as just dates that don't line up for an individual in their resume or CV, through to more serious, offences such as assaults, in criminal convictions, degrees that are falsified. People will list qualifications on their resumes or applications and they haven't actually completed the degree or the qualification, even though they're being employed to that organisation because of that qualification. Through to, we've even had some very, very serious sort of sexual assault convictions, murder convictions, and almost anything you can think of. I think I've seen it all, and then every now and then something pops up.
Yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, you can't blame employers these days for at least checking on prospective employees on their background and of course, what they've done in their working life as well.
Oh, definitely. I think it's really hard. I mean, I'm a small business owner myself, and it's hard to grow a business, and it's hard to maintain that business, and people are our biggest assets, so we need to make sure that the people that are working in our business are who they say they are and they have the right qualifications and experience to perform the role.
Now, we obviously have a lot of businesses listening to us this morning, and one of the things they're probably thinking is, okay, this sounds all great, but how much does it actually cost for them to use the service?
Yeah, look, it's such a small cost for the outcome that you can get. So our checks, so a police check can start as little as $50. It depends what you're doing and what your volume is. But a really comprehensive check is no more than $500, usually. And that may exclude, if somebody's worked overseas, that might be a little bit more. But really a good solid background check where we're looking at somebody's previous employment, their qualifications, a criminal history check, other financial type searches, no more than $500. And actually our average client spend is probably in the vicinity of $200 to $300.
Yeah, no, interesting. And the other thing you were talking about, people coming into our country too. I mean, there seems to be more people sort of coming in and out of our country now. So it is important for businesses to do checks on those sort of people too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've seen enough cases come out of Queensland Health to understand how important it is when somebody's worked and lived overseas, and even an Australian that has gone overseas for a few years to work, it's really important that you check their background over there as well, because you just don't know what could have happened in that time period.
Yeah. Now, on a personal note, have you seen an increase in the use of your service with local businesses just recently?
Look, absolutely. I think just generally over the years we've seen a big increase in Australian businesses doing these sorts of checks, and it's shifting from your standard industries that people would expect. So insurance, banks, they've been doing background checking for quite some time. But now other organisations are doing it as well. So construction, all varying types of organisations, IT, all of those industries that are doing background checking now.
Yeah. Now, I noticed, and I mentioned at the start of the interview too, you're moving to Boolaroo in January 2017, and also you're celebrating your 10th anniversary, aren't you?
I know. It's exciting.
Very exciting.
Really, really exciting. We can't wait to move to Boolaroo. It's a wonderful community there. And I think, I'm not sure if they're going to know what's hit them when we all turn up.
No. So when you started the business, did you really believe that 10 years later you'd still be going?
I did. I've been working in this industry for, like I mentioned, almost 19 years, and I've actually grown this business twice before. I've set it up for other people, and then the time came for me to do it myself, and I do have two business partners that work with me, and I did believe it because I really believe in the service, and I think that as the world progresses, and we need to be much more, we need to be thinking about what we're doing with our people and the people that we're employing, and I think everybody's a little bit scarier than they were 10 or 20 years ago, and I think that we need to make sure that we protect our businesses, because it's really hard to get them where they are.
Certainly. Now, for those people who might be interested in your service, what's the best way of maybe contacting you?
Oh, definitely. Well, send us an email. My marketing team would absolutely help anybody that's interesting. So the best email address to get them on is solutions. So it's solutions at peoplecheck.com.au.
Yep.
Or just give us a call on 4023 0603.
Okay, all right. We'll certainly take those details down, and if any of our listeners want to catch up with those details, we'll certainly pass them on to you. And it's been great to talk to you, Summer, and I must say that I've never spoken to anyone with a business like this before.
I know, we are quite unique, and we're extremely unique in the Hunter region. So there's not a lot of us around, and there's not a lot of us around that have been in the industry as long as what I have and some of my team members have as well.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your anniversary. Congratulations on your move in January next year to Boolaroo. And we hope your business is around for a long, long time.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much, Pete.
No, my pleasure. There she is, Summer McCosker, the Managing Director and Founder of PeopleCheck, which, as I said before, I don't think in all my time in this industry I've ever talked to anybody with a business like that. So if you'd like further details, just give us a call anyway if you missed those contact details, and we'll certainly try and pass those on.